As human beings, we always struggle with idolatry. We either ourselves want to become idols so people worship us, depend on us, or need us, or we turn to lesser things or lesser people and follow them. My brothers and sisters, it's always been a struggle from the beginning of time since the fall of Adam and Eve that we either worship ourselves or worship other things instead of worshiping God. Yet today, St. Paul and St. Barnabas, when other people were idolizing them, they pointed toward the Lord with humility, with truth, and with love. And this is what we're called to do, my brothers and sisters, to always point to the Lord instead of pointing to ourselves or pointing to others. How hard it is for us to die to ourselves, die to lesser things, and die to the things of this world so that the Lord is first or foremost our everything. My brothers and sisters, are we free in the spirit, or are we being enslaved by the spirit of this world? The gospel reading reminds us that that Jesus is going to send forth the Holy Spirit, the love of Him and the Father, so that the Spirit guides us, transforms us, purifies us, and sanctifies us deep from within. We have to be open to the working of the Holy Spirit to be transformed with His power, His love, His grace, my brothers and sisters. Or else, the things of this world will always creep in and begin to become our idols. Or we become so full of ourselves that we think that we are the center of the universe. And then we become very arrogant and very full of ourselves that we only manipulate other people instead of loving them and instead of loving and serving the Lord. Heed to the readings today. Let it point other people to the Lord and point ourselves to the Lord and change our way of life so that He is our first, our last, our everything.